potential market for or value of the copyrighted work.
I joined the military to be a part of something bigger, and solving complex problems was part of the job. But when it came to my mental health, I had no clue where to start.
Thankfully, you didn't need to figure it out alone.
If the veteran in your life is having a hard time, you can be the one to offer help.
VA has resources like family education about mental health challenges, couples therapy, and parenting courses, so you can help your veteran build a brighter future.
Learn more about resources available at mentalhealth.va.gov/families.
Oscar Mike Radio number 480, the 54th Massachusetts. In honor of Black History Month, I want to tell you about a monument in Boston on the Common that thousands of people walk by every day. I'm Travis, host of Oscar Mike Radio. Oscar Mike Radio is co-produced with Sinister One Productions. What's your podcast doing? I want to thank my sponsors, Joyce Asak of Asak Real Estate, Echo 6 Ranch, Echo 6 Creations. Thank you, Danielle Rocco. And my supporters, Kason Shaving Company, Exceptional Parent Magazine, and Fight Camp, Be Your Strongest Combination. Thank you as we count down to number 500. We're 20 shows away. Again, this show is about the 54th Massachusetts Regiment. And just walk with me here for a second. We are in Boston by the Common. And you walk on the street that's going to the State House. It's almost across from the State House, actually. And I'm standing in front of a monument in bronze and stone, but it feels alive. And it's the Robert Gould Shaw in the 54th Massachusetts Regiment Memorial. And the first thing that comes over me that just absolutely washes over me is movement. Because it's not one man in this memorial. It's not one hero standing alone. It is a unit moving together. And that matters. Because in the military, it's never just about one name. It's about the formation. It's about the people to your left and to your right. It's about those stepping off with you when it's time to move. Again, welcome to Oscar Mike Radio. I'm Travis, and today for this Black History Month special, we're talking about service, leadership, and sacrifice. Long before any of us alive today raised our right hand. The 54th Massachusetts Infantry Regiment was the first officially sanctioned African American combat unit in the United States Army. Now let that sink in. Not the first black men to fight by any stretch of the imagination, because they always fought. But the first time that this country said, yes, you are soldiers. And even then, it wasn't exactly a warm welcome. Those men volunteered knowing they'd be paid less. Knowing they'd be doubted, knowing that if they failed, the failure wouldn't just be theirs. It would be used against everyone who looked like them. That's pressure most of us can't begin to imagine. And yet, they showed up. They trained hard, and they wore the Union uniform with pride. Because for them, this wasn't just service. This was proof. This was validation. Their commander was Colonel Robert Gould Shaw. He was young, white. He was from a wealthy abolitionist family. Abolitionists are those who are against, who wanted to abolish or are against slavery. One thing that came to mind as I studied about Colonel Shaw is he was one of those leaders that did not see himself as above his men, Massachusetts 54th. He believed in them. He respected them. And he understood that leadership isn't about rank. It's responsibility for the people under your command. He pushed for fair pay. He demanded proper training. And when it came time for combat, he didn't send them forward while he stayed back. He led from the front. Now, every veteran listening to me knows exactly what that means. I know that I will follow a leader like that anywhere and everywhere. And so will veterans who know what that feels like. The setting is Fort Wagner, July 18th, 1863. Fort Wagner, South Carolina. The mission is a frontal assault on a heavily fortified Confederate position. There's no cover, no artillery barrage or air cover or close air support. There's no A-10s back in the 1800s. No Apaches, no Cobras, no B-52s to prep the area. It's open sand. The enemy has artillery. They have their ranges dialed in. They know what to do if they're attacked. And it was the 54th Massachusetts that was chosen to lead the charge. Not because it was easy, but because someone had to prove that it could be done. These men stepped off knowing the odds, and they went anyway. Colonel Shaw was killed on one of the parapets in Fort Wagner. Out front, sword raised. Hundreds of the regiment were killed, wounded, or captured. They didn't take the fort, but they changed the war. Because after Fort Wagner, no one could say black soldiers wouldn't fight, because they already had. After the battle, Confederate forces buried Shaw in a mass grave with his soldiers. They thought it was an insult. They were wrong. Because for Shaw, and for every leader who actually understands what it means to be a leader, there is no greater honor. It's the same dirt. It's the same sacrifice. It's the same resting place. It's not a disgrace. It is brotherhood. Why does this monument still matter? Well, you have to understand this monument isn't just about the Civil War. It's about every unit, every soldier that had to prove itself. It's about every service member who carried extra weight because of who they were. Every leader who chose to stand with their people instead of above them. If you're a veteran, you feel this place in your bones as I do when I walk by it every time. As a veteran, you know what it means to be judged before you're known. You know what it means to earn trust through action. And you know that history does not move forward unless someone's willing to step off first. The men of the 54th Massachusetts didn't just fight the Confederacy. They fought doubt. They fought erasure. They fought so others could follow. And they did it shoulder to shoulder. So I'm going to ask you, there's thousands of things to see in the Boston area as a tourist or even as someone who lives and works in Boston. I still haven't seen everything in the Boston area. There's something new every day. But please, if you're by the Boston Common, the Boston State House, and you see that monument stop there, stand in front of this memorial, look at the faces, look at the movement, and remember, progress in the military has always been paid for in courage. Again, I'm Travis with Oscar Mike Radio. This show, we're going into year 10, is still the same as it was almost 10 years ago. It is to honor those who've come before us. It is to remember those who have fallen in service to our country. And to keep being Oscar Mike, to keep moving forward so we can learn from those who came before us. Thank you. We are Mission in Flight.
Every generation, every sacrifice, our nation's service members have stood up for our freedom, our families, and our future. Now it's our turn to stand up for them. This year, you can honor their service in a deeply personal way by sponsoring a $17 Veterans Wreath. Each wreath is more than a symbol. It's a heartfelt tribute to the heroes who served and to the families who carry their legacy. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to sponsor a wreath today. This isn't just a wreath. It's a personal gift to an American hero.
Thank you for listening and watching Oscar Mike Radio, where our active duty service members and veterans are in action and the mission is in flight. Oscar Mike Radio is an Oversized Load Co-Sinister One production. If you are a veteran or know a veteran who needs help, please dial 988 and press 1 for the Veterans Crisis Line.